This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Gere's a real hero of mine. Sting would be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Thank you, Owen.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
Am I right? Enough about the hurricane. We'll let you know. Buzz.
Yes.
New Orleans is still there, right?
I'm still in Central. And New Orleans is wet, but it's still there.
Okay, good. Good. Then we can move on to the weekend.
Yeah.
Which for me obviously involved a lot of watching TV, especially last night.
Yes.
I got sucked into that. And I feel used.
Well, they do that to you, you know. I mean, they put the pretty colors up there and the graphics, and they suck you right in.
So my weekend was boring but not as depressing as last weekend, and that's all I had to tell you about my weekend. I know that everybody else on the show did stuff, and well, let's start with this guy.
Yeah.
Hi, nobody's here.
One saved message.
Yesterday
it's
morning.
In your mailbox.
10 o'clock.
First saved message.
Hello, Don. This is your radio partner, Mike. 1040 in Baltimore. Buzz said the Larry Flint Hustler Club was a good place to go. Buzz is a liar.
No,
it was horrible. You know why, Don? Because it's all women from Baltimore. This place is a shithole. Anyway, I thought I'd call you and let you know. Oh, also, I threw up last night, Don. And it wasn't because of the booze. It was because I had some bad chicken. I know what you're thinking. Anyway, that's my message of the weekend to you. I hope you got my email also. I hope you're doing well. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, so all I knew from Mike was that he was going to a bachelor party Saturday night.
Right? Yep.
And he said to me, come rain or shine, I'll call you Sunday morning.
Let you know when I'm up and about and I'm wandering. And I called you as soon as I felt myself somewhat functional. That's when I decided to call you.
So let's start with why the place is an asshole.
Well, they treated me very well there. The manager was very nice, and you know, I think in general that there were two phases to this bachelor party with all my buddies. We went to the Larry Flint club, and I probably this could be a problem for me. I think I spent more energy pursuing my what I believe now is my first love, which is alcohol.
Yeah.
Than I did, like, you know. I think I bought a couple of lap dances for my buddy Reggie,
right,
which everybody did, and he had a very good time.
Oh, everybody should know, it's Reggie Branch.
Yes, Reggie Branch.
For him. Congratulations to Reggie.
It was
his lovely bride.
He was so appreciative. Man, he still got the big arms, too.
Sure.
And, you know, what I was doing is I was trying
Reggie,
to...
Reggie Jackson.
I was trying to just get, you know...
Was Reggie from... Archie and Veronica.
Oh,
what was Reggie's last name? The rich guy?
It was Reginald Van Gleason.
He was a gad. He was a gad.
Gadfly.
A gadfly. I almost said Cadbury. That's a candy bar.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so Mike, what you
my comment
you're
about
your buddy's
the
bachelor party
was not as much because it should be directed the right way. It should be not directed at the Larry Flint place as much as the two women. We all had to get in cabs and go back to the hotel because they were going to have a little two girl show at the hotel at midnight.
Yeah,
and. I may have
I'll drink to that.
I may have precipitated the women leaving when I asked one of them to give up the gum. I said, you're going to need to spit the gum out. And then somebody said something else, and then somebody said something else. And the long and short of it was they took the money out of their little stripper duffel bag that they have, and they threw it down on the floor, and they left. They left, and I think as they were walking down the hallway to the elevators, one of the guys opened the door and went, whore! And it was so the overall.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So hold on. This was at like
the overall presentation of this was not an overwhelming.
This was at the after party.
I hope the bachelor had a good time.
This was at the after party.
This was the after party, and they'd gotten a big hotel room up on one of the floors. I was staying in the hotel on a lower floor.
And you asked one of the women.
She had kind of a bad attitude. I said, you know, we got to lose the gum. I was doing it in kind of a joking way.
Sure.
She didn't take that the right way, and then somebody said something else, and then. Bingo. They weren't wasting any time. And the guys really at that point didn't seem to care that much. They were, you know, they were giving off the vibe that says, you know, we're here, just appreciate us for being here when in the mood of the room was really, you know, don't do us any favors. And so they were on their way. And at that point, I hadn't had dinner. And so I took the bachelor.
Had you been with your first love all night?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
The bottle? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then we took the guy out.
Can I ask?
At this point, it gets
the name of your first love on Saturday night? You probably had many lovers, but who was your main lover Saturday night?
Michelob Ultra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many times?
But I had several different lovers.
Yeah.
Michelob Ultra and Mr. Goose.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and right. Mr. Jägermeister.
Oh, okay.
Whiskey on beer, never fear. Beer on whiskey, mighty risky.
No, but that's not, you know, believe me. This stomach and this, you know, all the inner organs, uh-huh. they've seen all that. But the thing is, uh-huh. I hadn't had dinner. And then, so after the strippers left the hotel, and that was a disaster, we took Reggie out, like, in a cab and drove around trying to find, like, another party.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that didn't look good. We drove by this one place. It looked too crowded. Uh-huh. And so we went back to the hotel. I got back to that hotel room. And when I got back, at this point, don't ask for any times because I have no idea. But all of the activity
what
in
time
Baltimore,
was it like?
I have no idea. It took place in the block, you know, that mm-hmm. little rough area of Baltimore.
By Polog Johnny's.
And I had asked the cab driver where the food was and where I could get some food. And he said, you can only get it like on the block. That's the only place that serves food.
It must have been after 2 a.m.
So it probably. Okay. And so I got back to the hotel room and I got a food attack. You know, I've been trying to maintain myself on this diet. I got a food attack like I've never gotten before to the tune of I went out of my hotel room. I walked down the block through the drug dealers, through the hookers just to get any kind of food, you know, hopefully really bad food for you, like, and I found it. There was this shop that sold chicken wings, chicken legs, and pizza.
Hey.
And this is, I am not, this is exactly what I ordered. They put it in a bag, and then I walked
after
back
Greg,
to the hotel.
After Greg Goose and Jägermeister.
What could go
and
wrong?
And, of course, your friend, the Ultra.
I had two of the chicken legs, but not like just drumsticks. The whole... You know, the whole, like, rear leg of
the leg
chicken.
And the thigh.
The leg and the thigh.
Right. Quarter.
Chicken thing,
right.
Yeah, quarter.
Quarter.
Two quarters, right?
Yeah.
Four chicken wings,
uh-huh.
And two pieces of pizza. And I knocked out the two pieces of pizza, the four chicken wings, and one of the chicken quarters before literally I stopped eating because I couldn't eat anymore. And then I drifted off into blissful sleep.
It was restful.
I woke up at, I guess, 8 or 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I had a pain like right here, right in the sternum area. And it was one of those deals where if I had wanted to, I wouldn't have gotten sick, but I knew that I could if I wanted to. And my feeling at this point was get the poison
get it out
of your body.
Oh,
get it
yeah.
Out. Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
Once it started, I almost regretted that I had started because it was just nonstop. It was four in a row.
Wow.
Where
wow.
It looked like a Monty Python movie.
A real career.
And then, well.
You are my hero.
It was coming out of both ends. And it was not pretty. I would not have been a pretty sight. But it was immediate. Here's how I knew it wasn't the hooch, because as soon as I got done, I felt immediately better. And
yeah.
That's when I drifted off into blissful sleep. But I had the. I had much maintenance to do in that room. When I got up at 10 o'clock, I think I called you probably about 10:30.
It said 10:40 on the thing.
At 10 o'clock,
you
I was just 10:40,
right?
and after you, you know, was into the shower and about a 3.5 hour tooth brushing that I did, and it was but I was I went into this bathroom after I woke up, so I slept for about another 2 hours, and when I got up again, I went into the bathroom. I'm like, oh my, oh dear.
God.
And you know, because when I was,
yeah,
I'm giving you the detail. I hope it's not grossing you out too much, but
no,
when
I think it's romantic.
Thank you. And when I was getting sick, I was kind of sitting with my legs like
oh.
right around because I was that,
oh.
And where I had been sitting, there was a little problem too.
Oh,
it was not pretty. I had.
Can you? I mean, be more specific.
Dollop.
Where you were sitting.
Yeah.
So you were,
but perhaps allow room for the other thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was, I mean, I was, but here's the deal.
I think it's cute you're calling it food poisoning.
Well, no, I mean, if it had been booze poisoning, it would have happened that night. Because it would have been, you know, but I'm sure it didn't help that I had all that in my system.
Yeah. Did your shower drain look like the movie Psycho?
No. Thank you.
Everybody has a talent.
The only thing isolate wasn't... that.
The only thing that wasn't neat was that, you know, I mean, I had, it was the, both sides. It was, I was not, but the nice thing was that immediately after that, I felt immediately better.
Yes.
And was able to, you know, to rally and enjoy the rest of my Sunday, which was great.
Were you able to get a refund?
But it was not the best bachelor party I've ever been to.
Were you able to get a refund from the eatery?
I don't think I'll ever see that eatery again.
Well, was you, I
would have even remembered how to get there.
Yeah, it sounds to me like all you guys who are in thinking as one with these whores. Yeah, you know, I use that term loosely. The dancers.
Yeah.
That came back.
Entertainers.
Uh-huh. Was you? Thank you, Rob. Was your buddy at all pissed that you were like the instigator?
No, you say even in my condition, I was very, very sensitive to that because I asked, I said, hey, I hope I didn't ruin this for everybody. Everybody's like, no, because they were all, the attitude was so bad. It was like the worst attitude I've ever seen. Usually it's kind of a festive thing where it's like,
right.
Hey boys, what's happening? I guess the vibe, you know, the fact that we had all been out for the evening mm-hmm. that they didn't want, and maybe it was late for them to, because this show was scheduled to go off at midnight.
Oh, at what time was this then?
Midnight. That's when they started the show.
Well, then, that's their third show then.
Yeah, yes. Right. I would assume that's something like their third show. And,
for a whore?
But, you know.
Midnight, you know, that's like 3 p.m.
The matinee. Yeah.
But the thing that they did at Buzz, and in fairness to you, at the place that they did, the manager there, I don't remember his name, but they treated me well, so well, in fact, that I asked for, which I was going to wear in, somehow it got lost in the evening, the Larry Flint Hustler Club vest.
Oh, cool.
Which I got and then gave to the bachelor and somehow it went away. So yeah. I don't know where it ended up. But you know, not the best bachelor party I've ever been to.
Well, I'm sorry about
that. But I think we all managed to have a pretty good time, you know.
Good.
Hey, you know, the thing about those joints, though, because you get a VIP area and they're kind of like telling you, you know, spend this for this. I forgot what the, I shouldn't say this, but man, to sit there, you got to buy a bottle of booze. And like you, there's a slight markup on the bottle of booze.
Security.
You're not necessarily
like you can buy a bottle of Grey Goose vodka. You're not paying retail for it.
How much did you pay for a bottle of Grey Goose?
I really?
Yeah.
For the 12 of us, I think it was something like $400.
Oh wow,
man!
You were there.
That's a little problem. Well,
you probably looked at their little menu.
I didn't do that. No,
We did that because everybody wanted to sit in a group.
Yeah, for a group of people.
There should be some doorknob polishing.
Yeah.
I mean,
you would think.
Yeah, because a bottle of Grey Goose will run you about $35.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Every olive is $15.
It was
worth it.
So that was, you know, maybe what set the tone for the entire evening. I was just kind of irritated at that.
The whores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who you sent away?
Yeah.
Did they, was their appearance less than stellar?
The
physical appearance?
The private dancers?
I mean,
I've certainly seen worse, but it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that they were ugly. No, it had nothing to do with that.
Please be rating them physically, 1 to 10.
1 to 10, 6 and 7s.
Yeah, right there.
So with the bad attitude,
right.
You know,
that brings their number down below the 5.
It does.
And everybody was really, I mean, they had the chair for the groom that was all set up.
Right.
They were going to do the whole show. Mm-hmm. They laid out the little quilt on the floor.
Good sign.
You know, you've seen those shows. Yeah. We've had a few of those in here.
The step up from the quilt is the drop cloth.
It was, but nobody, I mean, I don't know if I'm alone in this because I didn't care. I don't think anybody in that group really cared.
They're
a bunch of good guys, and I don't think they gave a rat's ass. Because the attitude, the vibe was just so negative that we said, you know, a little bit. But I like, my favorite part was reaching into the like, you know how the strippers always bring their little satchels with their goodies in it?
Yes.
And all the money was all crumpled up, and they just threw it. They threw it on the floor.
Bunch of $1 bills they throw back at you guys.
It was funny.
That is good.
So I don't know whether, there was one guy that was handling the money. I don't know if he got ripped off or not, but I think they gave all the money back, and then it was just like, whore! Heading down the hallway.
And that went well.
It went very well.
And it was off to dinner, then vomit.
To call that dinner is an overstatement.
So you were on the block, in Baltimore.
In the wee hours of the morning.
On a Saturday night.
By myself.
Between 2 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I didn't get, you know, rolled or anything like
you
that.
You might as well have been out there with a giant sandwich board saying,
I really
on the
like
front
victim,
saying,
so I'm
know,
sure I was staggering.
On the front it would say, rob me. And
yeah,
then on the back would say, if you feel like it, rape me.
Because it was really like a quick shot from the hotel, but somehow on the way back, overshot it by about three blocks.
You had to stand out like a sore thumb.
No, that's the middle of the night,
and the block is like, hey.
No, I didn't, because there are
how are you fellas?
No, there are a lot of tragically white guys like me down on the block that are wandering, and you know, they've got some, you know, the Larry Flint place is the nicest place on the block.
Were you wearing your
I thought I'd say something nice.
I didn't realize that Larry Flint's place in Baltimore was actually physically on the block.
In the absolute middle of it.
Wow.
Smack dab in the middle of it.
When you were staggering, were you wearing the vest?
No.
That's good.
The vest got lost inside the club.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the club Buzz has been there. You go up like a flight of stairs, and then you go through their little gift shop.
Where is the...
complete with like this animatronic dummy inside a case. You know the women that always had that expression of surprise?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, the blow-up doll.
Oh,
yeah.
So it wasn't an animatronic of Larry?
No.
But there
are pictures of Larry on the wall.
Is there?
There are pictures of Larry
What's the location of this place? Where is it in relation...
In the block.
Where is it in relation to Polak Johnny's, which is the place where you can get like sausages?
Probably where I went. I don't know. I mean, but it's right on the main strip. I've never been to the... This is the first time I've ever been to the block. I've gone to in Baltimore have been all around there.
It's on a big corner. What seems like maybe the southern corner. I thought it was really at the end of the block, but...
Mike normally spends his time at the aquarium.
No. I'll go to Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Go to the game.
But man, it was, you know, whatever it was. I think it was not the fried chicken and not the pizza.
No.
It was the quarter of chicken that may have been. In fact, I was aware of this at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just a tad underdone.
Bouncy?
But it didn't matter to me at that point. I was oh so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is no weight gain.
You ever have not yet.
Right.
You ever have chicken like that and you take a bite and you realize that this is what it must be like to eat someone else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a human?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, cannibalistic. It's
yes. The worst thing about that chicken is normally the outside is cooked, so the texture changes as you bite into it.
It is.
And you're like...
And of course, what I was doing, I was taking the drumstick and holding the end of the thigh and like biting right into the joint.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So
like
it was,
Henry VIII.
Where it's cooked
it at least. And the thing is, I had the leftover wings that had been gnawed on, and the entire uneaten chicken quarter that I had like wedged into those baby trash cans they have in hotels.
I was gonna say,
and that was in the bathroom.
Wedged in your pillowcase.
It's not a pillow.
That was wedged in there. And so when I got done and I kind of cleaned up, I got that wafting odor of chicken again, and I thought it was going to start all over again.
Yeah.
You know, but a good time was to have what a wonderful evening I had.
You look fine.
So many of those lately. You know,
survived.
Yeah, it was just, what's that?
You look fine today.
I'm fine. I was fine yesterday after I got that. Yeah. I like that. I wish, you know, I almost wish I could do that every time I ate a big meal.
Your teeth will
then I'd have an eating disorder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Tell him that was...
Tell him what. I don't want to tell him. I'm right here, ass.
You can tell him yourself.
You tell him.
Mike is right here.
Hey, Mike, I just want to tell you that was a 200 block of East Baltimore.
200 block of East Baltimore.
And nowhere near Polak Johnny's.
Oh, okay. Thank you, friend. Because that's my only knowledge of the block is Polak Johnny's.
I believe the man who served me the food may have been of Middle Eastern extraction.
Impossible.
Not hello. Polish?
No, not Polish. He didn't look Polish to me. He didn't look like a Baltimore native either.
Not a Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
You're on the air. You are on the air.
Miracle of miracles.
We're up here on the rooftop, where people are having six-pack parties.
People are not behaving here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Hi, people.
Hey, listen, I'm a cop. I work right up the street from the hostler club.
How dangerous was that walk I took?
For those who serve in Baltimore, thank you.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
He is very lucky. If he's
I'm right here.
Around.
Sir, I'm right here.
I'm sorry.
I know that. And the concept that I sit in this studio and do the show, I know is lost on a lot of people, but I'd like to say once and for all, based on Friday's show and today's show, I am here. If you have something to say, I'm right here, sir, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, you're a cop on the block. Was that dangerous, what I did?
Yes, sir. Very bad. I think last weekend we had a shooting, triple stabbing. 50 feet from the front door of that place.
It's better than Shepard Smith.
This is not good for business.
And a man as handsome with as much to offer as Mike, walking down the street with his sweater tied around his neck.
My tennis sweater on.
Tennis sweater.
And tennis shorts. That's what I was wearing.
And that place is in the 400 block of East Baltimore. The actual address is 409.
Ah. Well, right. Kind of a rough neighborhood. I mean, you got a lot of people yelling at you out there.
Yeah. And as Mike said, it is the best place on the block.
On the block.
Yeah. Well, keep it
Thank
safe
you,
for us, all right?
Which is there's another endorsement.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was a Karen Carpenter Blue Plate special.
It was similar to it. But, you know, really, I know that we are not supposed to promote eating disorders on this show, but
no.
That's a really great way to, like, get that out of your
system. You can promote it. I mean, what says you can't promote eating disorders?
You're going to have to settle to be half bulimic.
Yeah.
Hi. Just the binging.
Hi. Mike O'Mara for bulimia. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Robin Williams. It's my 64th birthday, and I want everyone to know about it. Actually, make that Robin Leach. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he blew it. He got it all ramped up, and he blew it.
God, Rich Little's not
Hello.
Even funny anymore.
Don and Mike. Hello there. Hola.
Hello.
You are
hey,
on
Mike.
Here. Hi.
I just want to say that I'm with you every week, and I had two bottles of Jack, and I think I ate a bad oyster that made me throw up.
That must be it.
That's what it was, a bad oyster.
Only takes one.
Oh, I know. I see. Yeah. Okay. I get it. I get jokes.
Hello, Don and Mark show.
I wasn't spinning or nothing.
Hello. Really, the room wasn't spinning at all?
Like what D. Martin said. You know, you ain't drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
We'll give you the example.
You know,
I think that was Dave Price from the Superdome.
Sadly, either it was Dave Price or a guy from Baltimore with a bad cell.
It was the sound of fried chicken.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing up through Mike's intestine.
Oh, God.
I want out.
Making its way past the lungs, the liver. Hi, liver. And crawling up your throat.
I think when there's food in my system, it actually tries to get away from the liver.
It runs
and hides. Run and hide, like Andy Garcia says. That's what the liver says to every other thing. What I want you to do now, pancreas, is run and hide.
Hello.
Run and hide, kidneys.
And don't let me find you down there by the spleen.
Run.
Acting all big and bad.
Run and hide.
Congratulations, bladder. I have three words for you. Run
and hide. There you go. That's what I want you to do right now. This is my advice to you. Run and hide.
I
love that scene.
Here's Mike's. This is the food to your body part.
This is the liver talking to one of the other organs. I'm not sure which organ it is.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request.
It's talking to the kidney. It's talking to the kidney.
Right, because we've had everything we want to drink tonight.
Everything you needed filtered, and he's talking to the kidneys. It doesn't want he doesn't want any more.
Good, because now I have one of my own. Run and hide. Run and hide.
Now, why would he be telling that part of your body to run and hide?
He's talking to that too.
Because you were going to have
from the inside part.
The duodenum.
They're all frightened.
Listen, a-hole. Listen, kidney. Listen, liver.
Liver.
Picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach. I'm going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Run and hide.
Mike's liver. We'll be out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.